It's a wonderful morning. You might be interested to know that we have a policy about the weather on graduation day. It always has to be nice, and you'll be glad to know that everybody concerned cooperates with our policy. We have another policy, and that is that all cell phones, pagers should be turned to vibrate or off. So if you take a minute to ensure that that's the case with yours, that would be appreciated.
Mon nom est Joyce Pickering, je suis la vice-doyenne prédoctorale et c'est un grand plaisir de vous souhaiter la bienvenue à notre cérémonie de remise des prix et réception de doyenne.
This is a time to celebrate all of our graduates, some who are getting prizes, but everybody. We're honored to have today with us in the platform party senior members of our faculty who will be awarding some of the prizes. We have Dr. Dawes, Dr. David Eidelman, Dr. Jose Morey, Dr. Harvey Gaida, Dr. Mimi Israel, Dr. Olivier Court, Dr. Saul Frankiel, Dr. Olga Huck, Dr. Pierre-Paul Tellier, and Michel Joannis. I'd like to recognize also our special guest, Kathy Flanders, sitting in the front row here. But our most honored guests are you, the friends and family of our graduates. And as we celebrate them, we know that one of the reasons they are here today is because of you. Thank you for being here today, but more importantly, thank you for being there for them throughout the 4 years and many more years in the past. And to the graduates who are here, well, I feel like you are family and you actually belong here. And I hope you will always feel that you belong here.
J'aimerais maintenant vous présenter le Dr. Richard Levin, vice-recteur pour les affaires médicales et doyen de la Faculté de médecine pour son discours.
Good morning. Mesdames et messieurs, je vous souhaite la bienvenue. Félicitations à tous. Ladies and gentlemen, a very warm welcome to you all, especially in the other room. Good morning to you as well. I now address with pride the class of 2009. This is a graduation. The end of an experience. This is a commencement, the beginning of an experience. It is both. It explains this interesting combination, beginnings and ends, the complex feelings we have in this room and the other this morning, and it's fine to have all of them. Today begins something new. And so it is entirely appropriate that we welcome the newest member of your class, Mrs. Cappy Flanders, McGill Governor Emerita and Volunteer Extraordinaire, who will receive with you this afternoon her own doctorate, honoris causa, in the cause of honor for her contributions to McGill community and country, to name only a few. She founded the Council of Palliative Care, for which she won a Governor General's Meritorious Service Medal in 2003. She established the Eric Flanders Chair in Palliative Care Medicine, and she founded a school, the now famous McGill Mini-Med Lectures, and all of the minis that have followed from it, and I ask you to greet her this morning. Some have nicknamed her the Mini Dean. There is nothing mini about her accomplishments at all, as you see. Let me also welcome Dr. Colin Chalk, Associate Professor in the Department of Neurology and Neurosurgery and Chair of the Basis of Medicine. who has been chosen by the class of 2009 to receive the coveted Osler Teaching Award, bestowed by students upon a professor who exemplifies excellence, Dr. Chalk. I would also like to extend greetings to the several distinguished members of our platform party, our chairs, our faculty, leaders who are here to honor the class of 2009. And I wish a very warm welcome to a special group of your teachers, our Osler Fellows, who have guided, mentored, advised, cared for this class over the last 4 years, the first time we've had a sequence of all four. Osler Fellows, please rise. You have witnessed and contributed in an enriching and ennobling way to the inspiring transformation of your students into young physicians. Their special mentorship, a privilege of the highest order, has helped prepare the class of 2009 to assume the awesome and singular responsibility of healers and professionals. And for this, we are all profoundly grateful to you. Thank you. What a privilege. What a privilege it is for me to greet and congratulate this year's graduating class in medicine and to welcome your guests, who include the most important people in your lives. It is only through the collaboration of family, friends, children, significant others, a real community, with you as the central characters that we are here together today. We are here for one simple reason: to celebrate this impressive groupe de finissant, ladies and gentlemen, the class of 2009. Okay, Joyce Pickering runs this curriculum with a very firm hand, so that is the last cell phone I want to hear this morning. Since 1833, the Faculty of Medicine has been graduating the best and the brightest, and despite the evolution of extraordinary advances in the past half century, the core strengths and values of those who practice medicine have remained essentially unchanged. Although it's highly unlikely that you have any familial bonds with our first medical grad, you share an unwavering passion, loyalty, and keen intellect, qualities that have brought you to this moment today and that will carry you throughout your career. You continue the tradition of accomplished McGill graduates, just as all those before you have. What one of McGill's most famous graduates proclaimed at the dawn of the 20th century still rings true today. Sir William Osler said of the corps you enter today, "The great Republic of Medicine knows and has known no national boundaries. The profession, in truth, is a sort of guild, any member of which can take up his or her calling in any part of the world and find brothers and sisters whose language and methods and whose aims and ways are identical to their own." Parents, friends, significant others, children of the graduates, thank you for loaning these worldly students to us for a few years. This is a global time, and our graduates will practice a global medicine with this remarkable education that they have received from their professors, and most importantly, by their interactions with each other. Today, we recognize them and their great success in reaching what is recognized in every country of the world as the highest form of human achievement. For all the years of their lives, they have worked hard. They have laughed and cried. They have suffered for this. But they have not. They could not have done this alone. The reason they are successful is they have been supported in countless loving ways that bring them to this moment. So to their parents and their teachers, their friends and their spouses, their grandparents, brothers and sisters, and their children, they stand on your shoulders. And so I ask all of our young doctors to stand now and face your families, and together let us thank them for their gifts to you. And you wonderful folks in, yes, the other room, we were applauding for you as well. As you know, I have been at McGill for a shorter time than all of you graduates who will become doctors today. Your earnest adaptability to change has enabled you to overcome the challenges that were an inevitable part of your medical education. Countless hours of study, difficult data to master, the discovery during your clerkships that the best evidence includes wisdom, and that there won't be answers for every challenge. Now you are embarking on a great new journey. Whatever you are doing, it will be a remarkable individual journey, and there will be new obstacles to overcome. How you practice medicine today is very different than when I graduated 35 years ago. We had digitalis and Inderal and penicillin. And that was about it. We are at the dawn of the century of biology. Personalized molecular prescriptions will be your reality, and I envy you. The healthcare you practice will be giddy-paced, more efficient, less painful than ever before. At your doorstep are new therapies resulting from rapid translation of fundamental discoveries that will dramatically improve patient care, together with the possibility of curing many chronic diseases. This genomic era has opened new horizons of scientific understanding, whether in epigenetics, stem cell research, unimaginable new drugs, or a cure for diabetes. It has already seen mutations that have transformed into threatening epidemics, like SARS and the H1N1 flu. Looming obesity, new infections, old infections that resist all therapy, our aging population, these are unprecedented challenges that you will face, and together as physicians, you must find ways to go well beyond what we know today. From the Latin, medicinae doctor, doctor of medicine, MD, means teacher of medicine. Your role as teachers is central to your profession. You have a responsibility to fully educate the public, to transfer your knowledge. Now, you've undoubtedly experienced this already, with your loved ones who are already reliant on you as doctors for sound medical advice. For some of you, this began your first year. And the remarkable thing, if you think back, you actually answered those questions as though you knew the answers then. This is the challenge. The paradox of our progress, to treat the whole patient in a technological age. After all, ours is an age of enlightenment. 80% of scientists who ever lived live now. Knowledge doubles every 7 years. The result? We have no time. We have no time to sit with the patient. And I tell you, we must make the time. We have to know our patients, their families, their communities, and the impact of their illnesses. We must be better than all those who have preceded us because the tools are better and the outcomes must be better. You have the skills and compassion to make this happen and to be leaders of your profession. You can make the most extraordinary difference in another human's life. This is why you must be students of medicine for the rest of your lives. You do this, and you do honor to the profession. Although you will leave us today, you have made an indelible mark on this institution. This morning, we will note in our awards particular achievements, outstanding achievements, and this afternoon, in granting you diplomas, we will recognize everyone for this singular, wonderful achievement of becoming a physician. It's a great day, a great time. I congratulate each of you and wish you all the very best success as you set out on this new and wonderful journey. Félicitations à tous. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, Dr. Levin. Before I begin the clinical awards, I'd like to draw your attention to the page in the program immediately preceding the list of names. We have listed there the students who have won awards in years 1 and 2. These prizes have already been given, and I will not be calling them down, but we wish to publicly acknowledge these students in the program and to congratulate them all again in front of everybody. I will now move to the departmental awards. I will ask the awardees to come down to the front when their name is called to receive their award. I'd like to remind you that we do have a photographer who will take individual pictures of each winner, and these photos will be made available to you electronically, so if you don't have a family member ready with a camera, there will be something available for you. The first prize is the John H. Atchler Prize in Family Medicine. It is presented by Dr. Martin Dawes, Chair of the Department of Family Medicine, to Jella Angela Ann. The J. Francis Williams Prize in Medicine and Clinical Medicine is presented by Dr. David Eidelman, Chair of the Department of Medicine, to Michael Joseph Goldfarb. The E. David Sherman Award in Geriatric Medicine is presented by Dr. Jose Morey, Chief of the Division of Geriatric Medicine, to Hanan Ben-Barkat. We'll present it to her later, as she doesn't appear to be here right now. Does someone want to come and take it in her honor? The Brian Newton Memorial Award in Obstetrics and Gynecology is presented by Dr. Levin to Ruth Zoe Ron. The Newell W. Philpott Prize in Obstetrics and Gynecology is presented by Dr. Richard Levin to Risa Rosenberg. The Montreal Children's Hospital Cushing Memorial Prize in Pediatrics is presented by Dr. Harvey Guida, Chair of the Department of Pediatrics, to Maral Koulian. The Mona Bronfman Scheckman Prize in Psychiatry is presented by Dr. Mimi Israel, Chair of the Department of Psychiatry, to Kamtu Emily Nguyen. The Psychiatry Prize is presented by Dr. Mimi Israel, Chair of the Department of Psychiatry, Yael Cecile Wolf. The Robert Forsyth Prize in Surgery is presented by Dr. Olivier Kuot, Chair Delegate of the Department of Surgery, to Sagi Haim Kadudi and Jenny Pei Chir Tsai. The Campbell Keenan Memorial Prize in Clinical Surgery is presented by Dr. Court to Lauren Lapointe Shaw. The H.S. Burkett Memorial Prize in Otolaryngology is presented by Dr. Saul Frankiel, Chair of the Department of Otolaryngology, to Tamara Miovic. The Dr. Mark Cohen Prize in Ophthalmology is presented by Dr. Levin to Jella Angela Ann. We now move to the non-departmental awards. Although the nature of awards is such that one person is chosen, it's not an easy task with so many exceptional students. You will see in your program the list of nominees for each award in the program, and indeed, there are many others who meet the criteria. The first award is the Ronald Douglas Neymark Award. It is given to the member of the graduating class who most enriches the life of the class in the eyes of his or her peers. It is awarded by Dr. Olga Huck, class of 1984, to Dr. Zeeshan Mohammed Sardar. Alexander D. Stewart Prize is awarded to the member of the graduating class who presents in every respect the highest qualifications to practice the profession. It is presented by Dr. Pierre Tellier, Director of Student Affairs, to Charles Leduc. Dr. Alan Spanier Prize for Professionalism in Medicine is presented by Dr. Pierre Tellier to Jonathan Eilon. Elizabeth Ann Monroe Gordon Prize is awarded to the student who embodies the highest qualifications to practice the profession and has demonstrated outstanding leadership qualities. It is presented by Dr. Tellier to Dr. Timothy Lussier. Riley Madsen Memorial Prize is awarded to a student with good academic standing who has demonstrated exceptional warmth and empathy towards patients. It is presented by Michelle Joannis, Executive Director of Development, to Marie-Renée Bélajoie. The McGill Alumni Society Prize is awarded to a distinguished student for excellence and high academic standing. It is presented by Michelle Joannis, Executive Director of Development, to Noémie Savard. The Wood Gold Medal is awarded to the student who has the most outstanding clinical performance in the clerkship period. This year, this is a shared prize, and it is presented by Dean Richard Levin to David Jeremy Kaiser and Rasa Izanegadar. The Holmes Gold Medal is awarded to the student graduating with the highest aggregate standing in the entire medical curriculum. It is presented by Dean Richard Levin to Chem 2 Emily Nguyen. The Dean's Honor List is the students in the top 10% of the class for the overall 4 years. I would ask that they come down as I call their names and stay at the front for a group photo, and I'd also ask you to please hold your applause until everybody is down at the front. I would like to ask the following students to come down. Nimra Abbasi. Hold. How many times do I have to tell you? Jonathan Isaac Eilon. Daniel Amzalag. Andrew Awe. Jonathan Cools Lartigue. Sandra Durgazarian. Runye Gan. Jessia Hassan. Sabrina Antuhua. Rasa Izanegadar. David Jeremy Kaiser. Marie-José Albert Lynch. Tamara Miovic. Andrea Morogan. Chem 2 Emily Nguyen. Nesreen Sabri. Noemi Savar. Kainat Shahid. And Lori Mew Len Tamanaha.
One more time. Very good. Thank you.
I'd like to ask the entire graduating class to stand, please. We have publicly recognized some prize winners, but I want to tell you that this entire class is full of extraordinary individuals, physicians who will be healers and leaders in the years to come. I work with you in the hospitals, and I know the quality of the product. I'd like everybody to join with me in congratulating the entire class once again. Thank you. I would now like to call on Zeeshan Sardar, the class president, to address us.
Thank you, Dr. Pickering. Good morning, everyone, and congratulations again, class of 2009. It's hard to believe how quickly the last 4 years passed by, and now we're all getting ready to take on our new role as residents as part of our long journey to become physicians, healers, and professionals. My own journey towards medicine actually started in this very room about 6 years ago. And since we have the mini dean here, I would just like to share that the 6 years ago, my passion for medicine started from the mini med course right here in this room, as I was listening to one of the lectures about bones and joints. Two years after that, in the fall of 2005, we were welcomed by Dean Fuchs, the dean at that time, again in this auditorium. And then in the fall of 2006, we had our white coat ceremony in the same place. Over the last 4 years, we've had many different lectures, activities, presentations, and patient encounters, first patient encounters, right here in this auditorium again. So I see it fitting that now our farewell again is also in this room. It's unfortunate that I wasn't able to hold everyone, but it's just fitting that this is the room where we are getting our farewell from, where it all started from for us. But it wasn't just this room or any other room that made the last 4 years so memorable for us. It was you, doctors, my colleagues of the graduating class, who made the last 4 years unforgettable for me and I'm sure for many others. I will always remember the games of assassins we played very enthusiastically in the first year of medical school. The artistic sketches we drew on each other during the first year in our surface anatomy labs. The candiograms, the matchmaker list, the performances by our favorite band, Sonic Hedge. Our formal events, class parties, the time we spent in the hospitals, and of course that amazing talent show we put together a few years ago. All these things helped us come together as one group instead of staying as 171 individuals, and I thank you all for that. Dr. Pickering, again, she said it today, and she said it recently as well, that she remains impressed with the quality of their product. I would just like to add that I have been extremely impressed throughout the years with the quality of the raw material that the faculty had to work with. it truly has been a humbling experience for me, and I'm sure for many others, not just because of the brain power in this room, but also because of all the other qualities and talents that the group has. In the next few years, we're going to be developing new kinds of talents, more specific to the different fields of medicine that we each will be doing our residencies in, each one very special. I have no doubt in my mind that we will use all this knowledge and our new skills according to the pledge that we made at the White Coat Ceremony a few years ago. It is now up to us, as Dean Evans said, to maintain a good name for our profession. My dear colleagues, we made it through medical school at this great university. We survived the residency match, and I'm sure we'll again succeed as physicians. Before I leave, I would just like to thank the Faculty of Medicine, its residents, and all the physicians for providing us with excellent teaching in the basic of sciences part and for an amazing exposure to clinical practice that we are all proud of. I would also like to thank the administration staff of the undergraduate teaching office and in the hospitals for their tireless spirits in helping us whenever we needed them. And some of them I know have been replying to our emails just before midnight. I would like to thank our OSLR fellows and our physicianship co-leaders for their continued guidance in an effort to make us better physicians. I would also like to thank again my colleagues of the class of 2009 for the most wonderful 4 years of my life. And mostly, most importantly, I would like to thank all our families for their continued support in all aspects. I know I could not have done anything without my family's support. I'm sure many of us agree with that. So now a bit of French. Je voudrais remercier la faculté, les membres de l'administration, les résidents et les médecins qui nous ont formés, les OSLR Fellows ainsi que nos familles pour leur support continuel. Merci à tous et félicitations à tous mes consoeurs et confrères de la promotion 2009 pour vos accomplissements. Thank you everyone and congratulations once again. Merci beaucoup.
About 2.5 years ago, you were in this same amphitheater with probably some of the same guests to receive your short white coat, which was and is a symbol of the responsibilities that you were taking on as you began in the medical profession. For our guests, I should explain that at McGill, traditionally, medical students wear short white coats, and once they graduate, they wear long white coats. As a special present to this class, the dean is presenting you each with a long white coat. It's a symbol of the extra responsibilities you are now taking on, including the responsibilities to teach your more junior colleagues. Please remember that when you wear your long white coat. You can pick this up on the 6th floor as you leave. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Silvana DeLolo and all the staff of the undergraduate medical education. I truly mean it when I say that none of these students could have graduated without you. I'd also like to remind you that the convocation ceremony will begin on lower campus at 2 p.m. promptly, and graduates will need to leave here by about 12:30 in order to get your gown and line up. I'd like to invite you to join us for a celebratory lunch, which will be served on the 5th and 6th floor lobbies. Dr. Levin and I will remain at the front for a few minutes if anybody would like more photos. And the cafeteria is available for those who want to use it for group photographs. Merci. Je vous souhaite une merveilleuse après-midi et mes félicitations à chacun et chacune de vous.